The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Welcome to Happy Hour. I just love the name we've chosen for this hour. So, show of hands, who's here for the first time? Who's new? Great. Welcome. Maybe more people coming in later. So what we do every week is we take a theme about metta, loving kindness, or related practices, and offer a 30-minute guided meditation, and then a little bit of time for community practice, and time for a Q&A at the end. So for today's theme, what I'd like to talk about, or I'd like to share and guide you in a meditation, is metta, loving kindness practice, as a concentration practice, as a way to unify the mind, calm the mind, settle the mind, settle the heart, and for joy and happiness that arises and is born out of seclusion of the mind, is born from within, this happiness that comes up when we do this practice, which is independent of any external stimuli, any interactions, any good things outside. It's just this happiness and joy and peace that arises from within. It's just like this spring, this beautiful clear water spring that is fed from within, not from the outside. So if that sounds appealing or interesting, then I would like to lead you in a guided meditation to explore this. So for this practice, we're going to start where it's really easy today. Actually, I'll just walk you through it. So at first, I'm going to ask that if it's your first time here, if you're new or you just came in, to make sure you're comfortable. So get more cushions if you need for under your feet, your back. Just sit comfortably, however, whatever that means for your body, on a chair or a cushion. And if you're sitting on a chair, to have the bottom of your feet flat on the floor and have a sense of integrity of posture. Let your back be straight, supported by the chair. And if you're sitting on the floor on a cushion, again, paying attention to your spine, to the integrity of your spine, and the arch in your back, to allow it to have a natural form. And maybe even moving forwards and backwards a little before we settle, maybe moving left and right, finding your center of gravity, moving a little bit. Either in a chair or a cushion, and just settling. Maybe rolling your shoulders back just a little bit and opening your chest, and can be supportive. Letting your arms rest on your laps. And relaxing, softening your body. Relaxing as much as possible. Allowing your eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. Relaxing, softening the whole body. As your back is straight, not so much pressure to hold yourself up. Imagine that there is a thread, an invisible thread, that's connected to the top of your head, holding you up without any effort on your end. And the rest of your body, your muscles can relax and soften. And you'll still be sitting with integrity like a mountain. softening your body, starting with your forehead, your face. If there's any tension there, softening, relaxing. Softening and relaxing your jaw. We often hold a lot of tension here. Your cheeks, your eyes. Letting gravity pull down. Relaxing your neck, your shoulders. The chest. The abdomen. Letting your belly relax and just hang out. Don't need to hold it tight inside. In fact, letting it hang out with the breath as you breathe out. Or breathe in. Relaxing your sits bones, your bottom, the upper legs. The lower legs and feet. And checking in with your arms, upper arms, lower arms and hands, softening and relaxing. Taking a moment to check in with the whole body, if any tension has crept in. Softening and relaxing some more. When the body softens and relaxes, the mind can soften and relax too. So invite the muscles of the body to give away their tension. To offer it up, to give it up. In this moment. You might even notice more tightness or tension or pain that you were noticing before. As you relax into the body, it's okay. Soften and open up to it all, whatever is present here. And now connecting, feeling the breath moving in and out of the body on its own. Feeling the breath in the abdomen or the chest or the nostrils or the whole movement of the breath, wherever it's easiest. I'll use belly, for example. Just feeling the breath moving in and out. You're not so much doing the breath is doing itself. Allow it to move in and out. however it's natural. And simply notice. Movements of the breath. In-breath and the out-breath, calming, soothing. Settling. Simply relaxing and receiving the breath. Now I would like to invite you to bring to mind someone for whom goodwill and warmth and friendliness flows easily for you. Someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. Let's start there, where it's easy. Could be a child, could be a pet. Could even be someone you don't know very well, but you just have a sense of warmth and care and friendliness towards them. When you have this person or this being, it's okay to audition a few people, but just settle on someone. It doesn't matter so much. Bring the image of this being to your mind's eye. As clearly as possible. What they look like, maybe what their felt sense is, what they feel like, the felt sense of this being. And see what, notice what comes up for you. As you bring the feeling, the image of this being to mind. And from a sense of connection, from this sense of connection with this being, share wishes of goodwill, of friendliness, for their health and happiness. Tonight I'll offer a simplified version of the classical phrases. The simplified version could be, may you be well. May you be happy. If you have a longer version, or like the classical four phrases, you can use those, not a problem. I just like to keep it a little simpler tonight. May you be happy. May you be well. And allow the repetition of the phrases in your mind. Be the thread that calms and soothes your mind. May you be happy. May you be well. Repeating these phrases silently in your heart, while you keep the image, the felt sense of this being in your mind's eye, and connect, notice how you feel. So in a way, it's like a three-ring circus. The first ring is their image, the felt sense. The second ring is noticing the feeling that comes up for you, which might be friendliness, care. For some people, it's warmth, or maybe a smile. And the third ring are the phrases that keep it going. Either simply, may you be happy, may you be well. Or the long phrases, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may your life unfold with ease. If you're new to the practice, keep it simple. May you be happy, may you be well. Again, remember the felt sense, the image. Noticing what comes up in you, maybe a smile. And the phrases. We'll practice together in silence for a while. And I invite you to notice seclusion of the mind. The space that you create for this practice within. If you find that you've lost the connection, the practice, if the mind has wandered, it's okay. It can happen. Inviting the attention back. And offering the thoughts up as a renunciation in this moment. They'll still be here after this practice period. Renouncing. Deciding to have seclusion of the mind and heart in this moment for a limited time. And connecting again with the image, with the feeling of this being, the feeling that comes up in you, and repeating the phrases, perhaps synchronizes them as phrases or as single words with your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. May you be happy. May you be well. Or simply happy. Well. Again, noticing where your mind is in this moment. And if not on this practice, gently, ever so gently, inviting it back to connect again with the image of this person, this being. The feeling of metta that comes up in you and the phrases. May you be happy. May you be well. The last minutes of this practice period, I'd like to invite you to now bring to mind someone you ran into in this hall today. Just bring them to mind without opening your eyes. It may not be a clear image, but it's okay. Just another human being, just like you, who wants to be happy. And wish them well. Again, bringing their image to mind as clearly as possible. It may not be, but it's okay. Feeling a sense of goodwill and friendliness. And wishing them well. May you be happy. May you be well. And for the last moments of this practice period, sharing your own goodwill with yourself. This being that is you, that is here, and is practicing, and has tried, regardless of how this practice period was, whether you were with it the whole time or just a few seconds, it doesn't matter. You've tried. May I be happy. May I be well, offering goodwill and appreciation to yourself. Thank you, me, for having tried. So I'd like to invite you to check in this moment and notice if there's any more feeling of spaciousness, being settled, stillness, delight, peace, ease, joy, any of those present now, more than when you came in earlier today. Could be a tiny little bit, and it's okay. Or not at all, that's fine too. And if you do feel a little more, then realize that it is born out of this source within, this practice within, independent of the outside, born out of seclusion, of renunciation, of the thoughts, planning, remembering, just sticking to this practice and the goodwill in the heart and saying the phrases. It can settle the mind, the heart, and bring a sense of joy, ease, delight, peace, unification of the heart and mind. So now we transition into the second part of our practice, happy hour, which is the chance to practice metta, loving kindness and community for others and for yourself. Practicing for others, we'll be getting into groups of three, and each person will share just a few words and realize that you're not speaking for other people, you're not trying to really tell them a story, it's more for yourself. You're sharing really for your own benefit to be held witness. And in this sharing, and you don't have to, but I've also heard from many other people in the past that they've been hesitant about this communication part, and they're glad they've stayed and they've done this practice. Again, you don't have to. You can sit in silence and not engage in it. But I think it's an important part of this metta practice. Can you have goodwill in your heart for others while they speak? And nothing they can say could be wrong. Whatever they say is okay. Can you have for a moment in this sandbox that is practiced at IMC, can you hold a sense of goodwill regardless of what is said? And also have goodwill for yourself. Afterwards, there might be judgmental thoughts. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or I talk too much. Or I talk too little. And can you hold yourself with kindness? Practice metta for the judgmental mind. That was going to come up and give you a hard time. Is that possible? So this community practice is actually quite precious. It's a great opportunity. And in a moment when we get into groups of three, basically you'll just say your name and how this practice period was for you. And it's all okay. You can say, I fell asleep the whole time. That's perfectly fine. Not a problem. So it's just, again, an opportunity to practice in community. So please go ahead and it's best if you're in the same level, either all on the floor or all on the chair. So if that group can use a third person. Start any time. Bhupal, join a group. They do. Okay, great. So, one person at a time.
Or
Raise your hand if your group needs more time. Okay. Okay, another 30 seconds to bring it to a close. Okay, thanking your partners and coming back to the big group, please. Okay, coming back to the big group. Bhupal, we need you. Great. Great. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun actually when I ask people to come back and it's like some groups don't. It's like, I know you love talking to each other. This is great. Great. So for those who are old timers to Happy Hour, you might have noticed that I led the guided meditation a little differently tonight. Some people are going, yeah. So I simplified the phrases a lot, just offered the simplified phrases, and there was more emphasis in just kind of like staying within and the concentration aspect of this practice, staying with the phrases, like simplifying. And in the past, I've often brought the heart element a lot more, the metta, the loving kindness, that aspect. And actually, you know, there's so many different ways to practice this, find your way through it. And this is an interesting way too, because even without the emphasis on the heart quality, that can the joy and the stillness can still come up from the repetition, from the seclusion of the mind. So it's another doorway into the temple. So I'm curious what you discovered, what it was like for you tonight. Any questions, reflections? We have some time. Please. And it could be completely unrelated to what I just said. Yeah, Mike is coming your way.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mercedes.
I have to hold it up close like this.
Okay. It's the first time that I come to this group. I usually come to other groups. And
welcome.
Thank you. And I didn't know what it would be like, but I loved the name. It was spontaneous. And surprisingly, I settled into it a lot easier, didn't mention that, than when I don't focus on a phrase, or it was easier for me.
Nice.
And I thought it was really nice. I wasn't, since I came in late, and I apologize, I didn't exactly know who or what, so I just kind of went back and forth between me and then other people, you know, in the family.
Great.
And you know, just...
Fine, and, no problem,
and,
yeah.
And I found it surprisingly a lot easier to focus on that phrase. And I added healthy sometimes just because
it felt
right too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
And thank you. Welcome again. Delighted you found Happy Hour. And also I appreciate how even though you arrived late, but you still improvised. You know, you got into it. And I really appreciate that instead of letting like, oh, I got here late, darn it. Like,
I did have a couple moments.
Well, yeah, that's okay too. We're human. That happens. But instead of spending the rest of the time kind of doing that, like you just your mind like, okay, all right, I don't know who they're talking about, but I'm going to improvise. I'll go back and forth between me and others and I'll make the best of it. And as you said, you settled. You settled nicely with the phrases. So, great. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
We were just talking in our group about focusing the phrases on the benefactor as opposed to on yourself, and how that's helpful to many people.
Yeah.
I find the reverse for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it much easier to focus on myself, because when I focus on a benefactor, inevitably something kind of sticks and gets in the way. So I didn't know. I wondered if other people's experience was like that. I know you once said that it's easier for people to focus on an external rather than an internal.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks for that comment, question. And when you say, when you do metta for a benefactor, usually something sticks. Help me understand, does it mean that something comes up in the relationship that's like,
right.
That kind of a thing?
Right. Okay. It's very hard. I think I said once earlier that it's very hard to find an uncomplicated relationship.
Yeah. No, really? Yeah. Yep. We're human
something
beings.
Gets in the way of that nice, smooth, meditative space.
Yeah, yeah. So a few thoughts about that. And this is helpful, because I bet there are other people who might be in this room who feel that way, or people listening to Audio Dharma remotely. So one is that, you know, traditionally this practice has started with the self. So the concentric circles that we practice, self, benefactor, dear friend, neutral, person you're having difficulty with, and then all beings. So it's supposed to start with the self, because that's the easiest, supposed to be the easiest category. We usually start with the dear, you know, benefactor or dear friend, whatever is kind of easiest. We just call it sometimes the easy category in the West, because experientially, that's what we've found to be easier, because a lot of people have difficulty with self-love. So if you don't, yay, more power to you. Great, start there. Wonderful. So now let's get to the, so that's great. So check, right? You've got the category done. So now let's get to the benefactor category, which is one that you eventually want to work with, right? So with that, let me pause for a moment and say we like to start where it's easiest. So if you are easiest, start with yourself. Sometimes actually the neutral category is easiest for people, somebody they don't know very well. And I kind of offer that at the end of this, like someone you've just kind of run into tonight, you don't really know them, they seem, you know, they're just another human being like you. Wish them well. May they be happy. Sometimes that works for people, because there's no complication in the relationship, right? There is no history. So again, if that's an easy place for you, you can start there. Mm-hmm. Now coming to the benefactor. So it seems like benefactor sometimes becomes like the person you're having difficulty with. It switches. So when your heart is warmed up and the practice is warmed up, I think it will be perfectly fine to work with it in that spirit, in that way. And as the difficulty comes up, to still consider this person, you know, that their goodness, that they've been there for you, that, you know, the various things to kind of balance the mind, balance the heart, to continue to wish them well, even if the relationship isn't perfect.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Good time. Another question or comment anywhere.
I don't know. Is this, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
You just have to hold it really close.
So we were totally opposite. I absolutely cannot do myself first, so I just fess up to that. So I like the other warming up and then coming to myself later. It's enough that I got here versus not thinking of myself at the beginning.
Yeah.
But the use of just the two words or two phrases, and it might have been the person that I chose, was not sufficient. I kept trying to say them, and it was very flat for me. So I added May you live with ease, and may you find joy.
Great, great.
On top of those, I used those two, and it immediately altered the feeling. So you gave enough space and time and quiet to let us do that, and I really appreciated that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I also really appreciate hearing the way you use skillful means, like, okay, this simplified thing doesn't quite work for me. Let me add these couple, and being your own meditation coach, which is what is wonderful for all of us to develop into in this practice, to see what works, what doesn't, because it's not cookie cutter. It's what works at a given time. So developing that trust in our own wisdom to do that. Wonderful. Thank you. And there was one hand over here, I think. Yes. And we'll make that the last one.
So I was just going to mention that a few people in my group had very wonderful naps.
Great. I've heard that about my voice. It tends to put people to sleep.
I don't think I've actually come to happy hour and not fallen asleep, but it's really nice to like fall asleep with that kind of loving, warm kind of being held like that. I was noticing today it's a lot easier to it was a lot easier to feel metta for myself than, or to practice with that than with other people. Like it wasn't feeling as easy, which was interesting because it's not always the case for me.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. And I bet neutral people would have been really easy as well.
Nice. So, yeah. Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, I really appreciate hearing how this practice, staying with it, sticking with it, has transformed for you, and easier today, feeling it for yourself was available, was juicier, if I may use that word. It was more available. To say about the nap, you know, it, as you were saying, to fall asleep with the practice of metta and wake up with the practice of metta, we take the long-term view at IMC, right? So if that's what was needed right now, a rest in this supportive, loving container generated by yourself or the people in your group, great, wonderful. It all works. Great. So we have come to the end of our time together. So thank you so much for coming to Happy Hour and for practicing together. And I'll stay here for an extra few minutes if you have more questions and you want to ask. And so let's dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings everywhere be happy, healthy, safe, live with ease, and be free, which includes us. Thank you. And also to mention that, as you already know, IMC. Did I say IRC earlier? I meant IMC. IMC is supported by donations. So if you are moved to support the center, there's an opportunity to do that. Thank you.